The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Experts say the transition to cleaner appliances is a critical part of improving air quality here in the Bay Area, but it's also an expensive shift. KCBS's Shannon Golden reports Bay Area agencies just announced major funding to help make that transition more affordable.
Natural gas furnaces and water heaters are a significant source of nitrogen oxide, also known as NOx.
Natural gas combustion in these appliances produces more NOx pollution than all of the fuel refining in the Bay Area combined.
Bay Area Air District Executive Officer Dr. Philip Fine says that pollution contributes to smog and serious health impacts, which is why the district has adopted rules to require electrification beginning in 2027.
Residents can continue using and repairing their existing furnaces and water heaters, but the requirements do apply when an appliance eventually needs to be replaced.
Critics say those expensive and complicated installations put an extra burden on lower-income individuals. But Tyrone Jew, director of the San Francisco Environment Department, says they just secured $85 million annually to help cover those costs.
So it's going to come through rebates, incentives. We're also developing a robust contractor training program. So we want it to be as simple as you call up your contractor and the recommendation they're going to give you is to get a heat pump water heater instead of a gas water heater.
In San Francisco, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
Well, yes, it's a hot one, but guess what? Not as hot as it's supposed to be tomorrow. KCBS's Megan Goldsby joins us live in the news center with more.
Yeah, triple digits inland and a heat advisory that begins tomorrow morning and runs through 10 p.m. Thursday. But likely no broken records, no broken heat records this time around.
September is actually the hottest month for most of our locations. So that's why this isn't a huge record-breaking event. That and also we have benchmark records going back to like 1944.
There's a small chance that records could fall at the coast, says National Weather Service meteorologist Nicole Sarment.
We are lacking the onshore flow and obviously the marine layer that sometimes comes along with it. So yes, this is unfortunately going to be a heat event for all.
You can feel it in downtown San Francisco, but happily expected to be over by Friday, and they don't expect to issue any red flag fire warnings. Although we may see some winds pick up later in the week, and she says that could elevate the fire danger slightly. In other weather news, Hurricane Lowell may now be well north of Hawaii, but as KCBS's David Welch reports live from the newsroom, high winds and heavy rains left behind significant destruction. David?
Yeah, that's right, Megan. In essence, I'm perspective. It's hot here. It was destructive there. Lowell dumped nearly 20 inches of rain over the mountains of Kauai. That's significant because of the landscape of the island. The water runs down. It interacts with what is a storm surge during the hurricane. It was devastating. Kauai was the hardest hit of all the Hawaiian islands from this impact. 90% of the island, it's without power at the moment. Primary coastal roads, they're all closed because of the storm. The airport is still closed. There are reports of sand from the beaches pouring into swimming pools along the coast, down trees, all of that. I spoke with Pixie Clay with Hawaii Public Radio. She put it in perspective what they're seeing on the ground.
We also had really high surf and storm surges from the ocean. So the coastal areas were absolutely inundated and flooded with both, you know, rainwater coming down from the mountains and the clouds and everything, as well as seawater pushing its way up onto the land.
A lot of weather in our world, we'll say, this week, and it's happening here in the Pacific, and that's significant. Reporting live in the newsroom, David Welch, KCBS.
An investigation is underway after three people died at this year's Burning Man Festival. One man was found unresponsive on a street in Black Rock City. He died on the playa. Another man was found dead in a trailer he'd been sharing with his significant other. A third died on the way to a Reno hospital. Autopsies and toxicology tests are pending. One person dies on average at the yearly gathering on the Black Rock Desert. Well, California's race for governor is heading to the debate stage. Democrat Javier Becerra and Republican Steve Hilton will face off September 30th at CNN's studios in Burbank. The one-hour debate starts at 6 p.m. with Jack Tapper and Dana Bash moderating. Counties begin mailing ballots and early voting sites will open on October 5th with ballot drop-off locations opening by October 6th. Election day is November 3rd. And there's a big spike in seals and sea lions getting sick and even dying in Bay Area coastal waters. KCBS's Mike DeWall reports from Marin County. Researchers are chalking the unusual rise up to a toxic algae bloom.
All that algae creates a toxin called domoic acid, absorbed by fish, then eaten at the top of the food chain by seals and sea lions.
Algae is perfectly natural. It's normal out in the water. The problem is if we get too much of it.
Adam Ratner is director of conservation engagement at Marin's Marine Mammal Center. He says it's harmful to sea life and even humans, though there are protections to make sure it doesn't reach our food system.
It can cause seizures, brain damage.
It's not clear specifically why there's so much algae, though Ratner says warmer ocean waters do contribute.
This has been really quite dramatic. We've been rescuing dozens of animals up and down the coast, particularly the Monterey, Santa Cruz areas.
The Marine Mammal Center has already surpassed the number of animals it would rescue in a year, and it's currently taking about 700 calls a day, up from the usual 300. Spokesperson Katie DiAncenzo says that includes a sea lion at Crissy Field that died over the weekend, likely because of the algae bloom.
Because the animal is such a large adult male, we had to assemble a team of trained responders in order to rescue.
In Marin County, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
A new study out of St. Louis University shows a gendered change in autism diagnoses. They've been rising sharply for girls since COVID. KCBS's Atish Shaheen with more from our daily Ask an Expert segment this morning.
Autism diagnoses among girls and women increased 19% each year between 2020 and 2024, whereas for men and boys it remained level or even dipped down. UCLA's Dr. Emily Hotez said the tools of diagnosing and understanding of the autism spectrum are historically based around male behavior,
which means that some girls and women may have been overlooked.
Dr. Hotez said there are a range of other reasons as well.
Camouflaging has been found to be more prevalent in autistic females relative to males. Autistic girls disproportionately stay in close proximity to their peers in school. They might be imitating or memorizing social behaviors of others.
She said girls may also have more healthcare anxiety and so might not be getting enough consistent care. Luckily, autism awareness has gotten a lot better, not just among doctors, but among parents too. She said watch out for things like eye contact, following a point, and having that normal sort of back and forth between the parent and the child. Atish Shaheen, KCBS.
Well, triple-digit heat across the East Bay Area is sparking urgent safety concerns for many workers, including letter carriers. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports from Martinez, many postal workers deliver mail in un-air-conditioned trucks.
USPS drivers, let's give them a hand.
Hey, 30 years.
The old mail trucks most of them drive around don't have AC, just one of these.
We have a little fan that blows all the hot air around, so when you're on a driving route, it can be extremely challenging.
Especially in extreme heat. Alisa Lees, a 32-year veteran of the Postal Service, says the temperature inside the trucks can be 30 to 40 degrees hotter than the outside air, and many of her customers know she's suffering.
I've even had them bringing me cooling towels, frozen cooling towels, and they're amazing. It kind of gives you that last little push to get your route done.
Lawrence Lagdeman, a letter carrier for 35 years, says they hope to soon have new mail trucks with air conditioning and all electric motors, much more reliable than the old trucks.
They're more and more breaking down more, and they're becoming undependable.
It's a slow rollout for the new mail trucks, expected to continue through 2028. In Martinez, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
In just 13 hours before the start of the Kauai Marathon, organizers had to pull the plug because of Hurricane Lowell. But as KCBS reporter Holly Kwan tells us, that didn't stop some runners from running their own race.
Nikki Mueller and the seven other women she was running with had just laid out their race gear and started getting excited when the email came in that the event was canceled. Permits pulled for safety. After 5 minutes of stunned silence, the women rebooked flights out for Sunday morning. And that's when they saw hundreds of runners on the road, high-fiving each other, determined to do their 26.2 miles before the storm hit. That's when Mueller came up with the idea to throw their own marathon at home in Portland on Labor Day.
We mapped it all out at the airport and on the airplane and shared it with our running community and let people know that it was happening. And people came out and they set out like aid stations for us and they joined us for parts of the run. It was amazing. All of our running community came out and met us on the course. And that was the silver lining.
Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Well, Nike is the latest target for a group of conservative investors scrutinizing employee health plans covering gender transition surgery for minors. Bloomberg's Jeff Green says Christian-based Inspire Investing argues that companies could draw lawsuits if they support a procedure that's banned in certain states. He explains how the investors are making their case.
They have been bringing people forward to talk at the meetings. They did this last year at several meetings, such as American Express, where they had a woman who was detransitioning who is suing over the process that happened to her when she was a minor. So it's actually happening now as some of these women later in life decide that they were misguided when they were in middle school and maybe had a surgery.
Nike, meanwhile, has been grappling with slumping sales. The company says it has reviewed its policies and doesn't see a need to change anything.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.